This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. It doesn't happen too often these days that I'm getting a little bit upset about the reporting of the news, because I'm kind of used to the fact that the news is being reported by the mass media in a very subjective way. But this time, I was a little bit upset when I heard about the reporting on the events in Chicago and the fact that Donald Trump decided to cancel his rally due to demonstrations and the possibility of violence. Now, the media immediately stated that it was actually, at least partially, Mr. Trump's fault, that he had incited violence, and that those students from the University of Chicago just were there to make their voice heard. Now, is that the way it happened? That wasn't just reported by the left-wing media, but also by conservative outlets. Breitbart had the following to say on March 12. Now, I know that Breitbart is a supporter of Donald Trump, but that doesn't mean that we have to ignore what they say because of that reason. We warned you. Chicago, Trump shutdown is just the beginning. Last night's battle in Chicago may come as a shock, but it should not come as a surprise. The enemy here is the organized institutional left. Black Lives Matter will not back down or rest until it is either stopped by someone gutsy enough to call them out, or until it gets what it wants. And then they say a bloody revolution leading to a socialist anarchist America. There is a battle for the soul of our nation. Now, whether that's going to happen or not, it's going to be a hot summer, that's for sure. But Breitbart also pointed out that those Republican contenders who also jumped on the bandwagon accusing Trump suffered a bitter defeat in Super Tuesday elections. They said on March 12 that supporters of Cruz and Rubio took to social media to slam the freshman senators for blaming leftists shutting down a Trump Chicago rally on GOP frontrunner Donald Trump. Cruz supporters, incensed by the Texas senators' blame game, stormed social media to express their anger. Rubio fared little better. And of course, in the Tuesday, Super Tuesday elections, he suffered a terrible defeat. And Mr. Cruz didn't really do all that well either. Now, I'd like to clarify that we, the producers of this program, are in no way getting involved in the political mind field. We are not in any way trying to support anyone, endorse anyone, but we are here to report. We are here to report to you the news as it is true, not as it is being interpreted. And in this light, I like to read to you from an editorial which Mr. Pat Buchanan wrote on March 14. Friday evening's Donald Trump rally in Chicago was broken up by a foul-mouthed mob that infiltrated the hall and forced the cancellation of the event to prevent violence and bloodshed. Brown shirt tactics worked. The mob, triumphant, rejoiced. And the reaction of Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, and John Kasich, all three Republican rivals blamed Donald Trump. By the way, he titled this editorial, "Republican Whims Absolve the Rioters." He goes on to say, "Were the thousands of Trump supporters who came out to cheer him that night really looking for a fight? Or were they exercising their right of peaceful assembly? Friday night cried out for moral clarity. Friday's disruption at the University of Illinois Chicago Auditorium was a pre-planned assault. Behind it were the George Soros-funded MoveOn.org, Black Lives Matter, Occupy Wall Street, Hispanics hoisting Mexican flags, and cop haters carrying filthy signs to show their contempt for police. People for Bernie, a pro-Sanders outfit, tweeted, 'This wasn't just luck. It took organizers from dozens of organizations and thousands of people to pull off. Great work.' Now, Sanders did not order this assault on the civil rights of Trump supporters, but MoveOn.org has endorsed him. And Bernie signs and T-shirts were everywhere among the disruptors. And then he says, given their victory in Chicago, MoveOn.org and its allied nasties will try to replicate it again and again. It's the same what Breitbart has said. That seems to be more an accurate picture of what really happened. And the interesting thing is that people now are becoming very concerned, and I'm talking about nations outside the United States, including China. Now, Mr. Trump has made very clear comments regarding China and how China takes advantage of the United States. Now, notice what the Global Times wrote on March 14. It is a China state-owned newspaper. They say Trump's mischief has overthrown a lot of conventional norms of U.S. political life. His remarks are abusively racist and extremist. The U.S. had better watch itself for not being a source of destructive forces against world peace. Now that's China, one of the most dictatorial, autocratic countries in the world. And their civil rights report has been very bad when it comes to suppressing civil rights and liberties of their citizens. But they're getting nervous. Many countries around the world are getting nervous. The GOP in the United States is getting very nervous, and they're trying everything they can to stop Trump so that he doesn't reach the number required for becoming a nominee prior to the convention. And so they hope that there's going to be a contested convention because there's no other way to stop him. Everything they have done, everything they have tried to do has backfired. The idea like attacking Trump based on the Chicago incident has backfired. We have heard comments made by other Republicans against Mr. Trump. All of that has backfired. Mr. Boehner has called Mr. Trump now the Lucifer or the Dark Angel and is saying, oh, we are going to endorse somebody else like Mr. Paul Ryan at the convention. That's going to backfire. We have others like Mr. Romney trying to tell people to vote for Mr. Cruz here and for Mr. Kasich there and for Mr. Rubio there. All of that has pretty much backfired. Now, Mr. Kasich, of course, won Ohio as the Ohio governor, but he is not really going anywhere. So the New York Times even, not necessarily a very conservative paper, has stated this on March 16. Mr. Trump maintains, or if Mr. Trump contains and maintains his current level of support in the remaining races, he would almost certainly secure the nomination. So they are saying he is going to get the required number of delegates. They go on to say, after Tuesday's contests, no other candidate retains a real chance of capturing the delegates required to win the nomination outright. Mr. Rubio dropped out. Governor John Kasich of Ohio is too far behind, and Senator Ted Cruz of Texas would need to win the vast majority of the remaining delegates, a real impossibility. Now, many have wondered why Mr. Trump is so successful, and they have already said that he is rewriting all the rules, that based on historic rules, he shouldn't be where he is today, and they can't understand as to why that is. They have said, well, you know, the people are angry with the Obama administration, and so they need to do something. They are looking for a strong person who stands up for the privileges and the rights and the concerns of the American people, and on it goes. But is this the real reason why Mr. Trump is still there where he is and that he, in all likelihood, is becoming the nominee of the Republican Party? Because if the GOP is trying to pull a fast one at the convention, they call it then a brokered convention or the contested convention, when Mr. Trump doesn't have all the necessary votes, and they are trying to then nominate somebody else, that will create an absolute split in the Republican Party, and they know that. Mr. Trump said there will be riots on the street. I don't know about that, but it's going to be a split. The GOP will be destroyed, and there's no way that they can win the election. So they would lose for the third time in a row. And they know that. So they're trying everything now to stop Mr. Trump, but it doesn't look like it's working. Why is that the case? Could there be more to it than just human ideas? You know, there obviously is. But before I go into that, let me just say something about voting. People think they are voting for their candidate. They're not voting for the candidate at all. If they vote for Mr. Trump or Mr. Cruz or whoever else, they are voting for delegates. And those delegates then are committed to the particular candidate up until the convention. But if the candidate doesn't get the artificial, arbitrary number of, you know, delegates, then they are free in that convention after certain procedures to give their loyalty to somebody else. Somebody else who did not receive the majority vote of the people. So the people will be defrauded of their quote-unquote vote. But most don't quite understand that. When it comes to the Democrats, it's even worse. They have superdelegates. They are not in any way committed to anybody. So they can give their vote and their voice to anybody they want. And of course, it's a foregone conclusion that Hillary Clinton will win unless the debacle with her email will prevent that from happening, unless the FBI recommends charges, and unless the Justice Department presses those charges. But that is very unlikely, because the Justice Department, under the rule and, how can I put it, the influence of the Obama administration, has already said that even if the FBI would recommend charges, they are not bound to go through with them. And nobody wants Bernie Sanders, a Democrat socialist, the way he calls himself, to be the next president. So it's interesting what could develop even on the Democratic side. But my point is, all this concept regarding voting for delegates, and then you even have superdelegates, and then you have a contested convention, it's completely unique in the world when it comes to a democratic country. Nobody understands how this works. Nobody understands how this ever came about. But that's what we got. But you see, none of that is material or relevant, because something much more important is at play here. And we have said for quite a while that it looks more and more likely that Donald Trump will become the next president even of the United States of America. And there are reasons why we said that. When it comes to Mr. Cruz, for example, if you go to our website, eternalgod.org, eternalgod.org, one word, eternalgod.org, there's an article in our most recent update, and you can actually get a copy of our weekly updates automatically via email if you ask for a copy. But if you go to our website, eternalgod.org, you will find in the most recent update an article about Ted Cruz. Many people think that Ted Cruz is some kind of conservative evangelical Christian. Well, you'd be surprised when you read this article. But in any event, the point is, I don't believe that Ted Cruz has any chance to become the nominee of the Republican Party. And quite frankly, the Republican establishment like Ted Cruz even less than they like Mr. Trump. They are just trying to make sure that Mr. Trump doesn't get the necessary delegates, so they can have perhaps a contested convention, but that may not work either. Now, why do I say that we feel more and more a strong possibility that Mr. Trump will become the next American president? You see, many years ago, we have published a booklet, The Fall and Rise of Britain and America. The Fall and Rise of Britain and America. When we published this booklet, there was nothing about Mr. Trump, right? I mean, we didn't even hear about Mr. Trump getting involved in political concepts and ideas. But we wrote this booklet based on biblical prophecy. We wrote this booklet based on the fact that the Bible says very clearly that there is a fall and a rise of America. Now, we have heard a lot about making America great again. The Bible prophesies that America falls and rises. The Bible even tells you by name who the person is under whom America will rise. Now, you need this booklet. If you want to understand what is happening right now in the United States of America, in Great Britain, around the world, you need this booklet because it proves to you from the Bible what is going to happen in the not-too-distant future. That is why it's so extremely exciting to look at what is happening, because we understand that God is the one who puts certain people at certain times in certain offices, not because those people are great or they are extremely intelligent or they are of great moral character. Many times it's just the opposite. In the book of Daniel, you read that God says, I'm putting people into power. It's the lowest of men, and he's not talking about low in the case of humility. But you see, God does it to bring about his plan. He does it to bring about his purpose. And the Bible is very clear on what is happening in these end times, what is going to happen, and what will be the outcome. And so you need this booklet. You actually need our weekly updates, because in those weekly updates, we tell you the news in the light of biblical prophecy. And we tell you and give you quotes from articles you probably have never even read before. Now, you might find them yourselves on the internet if you spend hours upon hours of research. We are doing it for you. We are doing the research. And we are presenting it to you. The only thing you have to do is to read it. And it takes a few minutes to read it. And you will be much more educated and much more knowledgeable than most people in the world, because they don't understand the Bible. They don't understand what to look for. They don't understand what the Bible prophesies is going to happen and how the news, certain news, go hand in hand with those prophecies. So I encourage you to read our booklet on the fall and rise of Britain and America, and also our weekly updates, and keep tuned, stay tuned to what we are telling you, because we are letting you know what is going to happen and why. So thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.